Hi, welcome to the Read, Play, Talk podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Lindsay Paris.
And I'm your other host, Jack Love.
This podcast is a resource for parents and caregivers as we educate on the importance of reading, playing, and talking with their children every day. In today's episode, we are talking with MISD's Director of Library Services, Emma McDonald, about the new MISD Library Share Card that is available for students this spring.
Hey, welcome back, Emma.
Thanks.
Glad to have you back. I think the last time you were with us was in June of 2020, and we talked about summer reading, I think, at that time, right? What's been going on since that time?
Well, a lot. Some big things that have happened in our department. After we spoke, we were awarded the National School Library of the Year Award by the American Association for School Librarians.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, pretty big deal for us. And then, of course, pandemic happened, and so we were working avidly to get books in the hands of kids throughout that time, make sure that they had access to books, even though school was closed for various periods of time. And then the last kind of really big thing that happened is our former director, Mary Woodard, retired, and I was named as the new director in 2022.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Nice. So we're excited about that. We love Emma, so we're glad you just got to step into that role. And, of course, we miss Mary. We love her. But
absolutely. And I feel very honored to move forward in her footsteps after she did such a great job in leading library services.
Definitely. Well, we are glad to still have you on the MISD team. So today we're going to talk about the Library Share Card, which is a new project that we're offering to students. But before we dive into that, let's talk a little bit about the partnership that Library Services, the district, has with the public libraries in Mesquite and Balch Springs, because this is something that we've tried to develop over the last several years, and we meet together pretty regularly with them. So can you talk a little bit about why that partnership is an important partnership to maintain?
Well, our big goal is we want to develop a culture of reading across the community. And the best way to do that is to partner and collaborate with our public libraries. Their goal is the same. And so by working together, we're able to reach more families, more students, and we are able to complement the services and the resources that we have to offer. So while we have a lot of resources through the library that we can offer to students, the Mesquite Public Library and the Balch Springs Public Library really support the families with resources and community individuals as well with a wide variety of things. And so being in collaboration allows us to know what the public libraries are offering, to be able to promote that through the school libraries, but then on the other end, to let them know some of the things that we see are needs in the community that they can then reach out and support on their end.
Yeah, that's one of the most impactful thing I learned when developing partnerships with organizations, businesses in the community is looking for businesses that had similar focuses, were targeting similar audiences, and really encouraging us to collaborate together instead of, I mean, like we could go on and do our own thing and, you know, still reach, you know, a good amount of people. But it's when we collaborate with like-minded individuals that we can really have an even greater impact. And so I love this partnership and this collaboration that we have because, yeah, we really do have similar goals. We want kids reading, we want families reading, and we just want to be able to share the resources that the district provides, but also that the public libraries provide as well.
Absolutely. Well, and one of the things about our area is there's an organization called Unite for Literacy that takes census data and it looks at what do books and reading look like in homes. And so according to the most recent census data, we actually are in an area that's considered a book desert. And the reason why that's considered a book desert is because we have anywhere from 85 to 95% of the families' homes in Mesquite have less than 100 books in them. And so part of what we and the public libraries want to be able to do is to provide that ongoing access to kids to have the books that they need, to have access to those books. Since they're not on their bookshelves at home, they can go to the school library, but we're closed during the holidays and during the summer, and the public library is open during those times. So that gives kids access then.
Awesome. And that kind of segues kind of what I wanted to talk about next, which is talking about the partnership with the MISD Library in the city of Mesquite. Can you kind of share about the opportunity and how it affects all MISD students?
This MISD Library Share Card allows students to check out books. They can check out up to two books from the Mesquite Public Library or the Balch Springs Public Library, or really both,
yeah,
without having to go through kind of the bulky paperwork that often accompanies getting a public library card. So there's lots of steps that are involved in that, and those steps can sometimes create a little bit of a barrier, not intentionally, but it does happen. And so with the Mesquite Library Share card, that really kind of wipes away that barrier because we are able to give the students that card and then they take it to the library and can use it to check out books.
Plus, you likely have the information already, right?
Correct.
So why double dip the – it's like when I had two kids in school and I always had to write out the same stupid form for both kids. So, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Awesome. Anything we can do to make it faster, easier, and more efficient for families to access books.
Yeah, I think it can be intimidating to a lot of families – you know, just to go into the public library and request for a library card because you don't know, like, what are they going to ask? Like, what do I need to have? Do I need to have a piece of mail? Do I just need my driver's license? I remember when my family and I, we moved back to Mesquite, I took my girls to get our library cards. And even I felt intimidated by it. And like, I know the librarians there, but it just feels overwhelming a little bit. And so, yeah, I love that it just takes away that barrier. It makes it easy. Yeah, and just we need parental consent, and then we're able to give the card, send it home with the child.
Exactly. Yeah, they just can walk in, submit their card at the circulation desk, and then they get a little barcode, and an account is made for them. So it just makes it so easy.
Yeah. Well, we hope that a lot of students take advantage of this and that parents will allow their child this opportunity. But like big picture, what do you hope will be some of the outcomes if we get these library share cards in the hands of our students?
So I think, and I've mentioned it before, one is really just achieving the ability for students to have access to books during holidays and summer times when they wouldn't, or to be able to have additional books. So, you know, through the school library, they can check out so many, but then now they can go to the public library and check out even more from there. And so that really, you know, when we begin getting in the habit of going to our libraries, checking out books, reading, we get into a habit of doing that as a family. That's really where building that culture of reading within the community comes about. And when we start to see books available in our community areas, businesses, places, and encouraging parents and families to read there as well, that just continues to develop that. And I know that is so important because the more we read together, read, play, talk, the more we read together, the more familiar and comfortable our students and our families get with that.
Yeah, I think that is one of my biggest hopes and wishes that come out of this program is, yes, obviously we want students to have access to books year-round, especially during the summer and holiday months, but I hope it also opens the door for parents and other family members to go into the library as well. The public libraries in Mesquite and Balch Springs offer a tremendous amount of resources to families that I think a lot of people just don't know about. Even things like Lego Club, you know, at the Mesquite Public Library, I know they do that. They'll help with like resume writing and help you find a job. They have adult book clubs, but there's all kinds of resources that are free for the community, but I just don't think people are aware of them.
Exactly. And that's our hope as well, that once when I take my child in or my student in to get their card, I realize and can talk and learn how really easy it is to get my own library card. And that library card opens the door not just to books, but just like you said, to all of these other resources. So if I was someone who I was wanting to be a real estate agent or I want to become a postal worker or do something that requires a little bit of a certification, that can also be overwhelming. But the public library actually has free resources that help people to pass those certification tests. And so there's just so many things that support you personally, as well as with your employment, as well as with your family programs that they offer as well. So that is also our hope, that families will see just how much the public library can bring.
Yeah, they'll do family game nights. I know the Balch Springs Public Library, they've done family movie nights. And I love that. You know, we want kids to come, obviously, and use it, but we want the whole family to benefit from this program as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, as often the dimmest light bulb in the room,
it
just dawned on me. I think every time I've been to the public library in recent time that I can remember, it's been a family outing. It's funny that you say that. I never really realized, I mean, I don't know that I just thought about it being a family outing, but it is, right? I mean, by and large, that's pretty cool. I never thought about it.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So we've learned about the Share Card program. K Can you tell us a little bit about where families can go, maybe where people can find some more information on the card?
Absolutely. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible. Librarians handed out permission slips. So every family needs to sign a permission slip and send that back to their school librarian. Once the school librarian gets that permission slip back, then they have the cards ready printed, ready to go. And they'll just hand the card to the student. And then at that point, the student can go with their family to the public library to get the barcode for them to check out those books. But if they haven't gotten that permission slip, because we know how things can go astray, we do have the permission slip on our website, our Mesquite Reads website, which has changed a little. So it's tinyurl.com/MesquiteReads23. Okay. So it's just adding the 23 onto the end of it. But they can reach out to their school librarian. And every school website has a school library page. And on that page is the librarian's picture and their contact information. So it's right there where parents can find out who they need to contact. And that librarian will be happy to get them a permission slip and be able to get that process started for them.
So you're basically saying there's no excuse not to be able to get one.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so easy.
Absolutely. And next year we're hoping to really streamline it so that when parents are doing their re-enrollment back to school, all the paperwork, that this permission slip will be a part of that. So it's already signed, ready to go, and students will simply get their card when school starts.
Yeah. So easy.
This spring, we're kind of looking at it as like a pilot. We're going to see how it goes. So we did the paper form, but I know both libraries have already seen students come and use their MISD Library Share cards. So that's really exciting and just hopeful for what's to come throughout the rest of the school year and the summer, and then definitely hopeful for even more participation next school year.
In the fall, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, before we move on to my next question, I just want to give a shout out and say thank you to the people at the Mesquite Public Libraries and the Balch Springs Public
100%.
Libraries.
Yeah, absolutely.
We met multiple times over this. We had to come up with all kinds of rules and just different procedures that needed to happen. And so we're grateful for obviously, Mesquite ISD, City of Mesquite, and City of Balch Springs, because it really was a collaboration and a partnership between all three. So,
absolutely.
Thank you, Mesquite and Balch Springs,
yes,
for helping us give this opportunity very to our kids.
Very much so, because this has been a dream for several, several years.
Yeah, I love it. And now it's a reality. Now we're here.
Yay.
It just makes sense, too. It just makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even to the dimmest guy in the room.
Stop it. Not the dimmest over there. Okay, Emma, so I always feel like library services, we're always trying to find creative, exciting ways to keep kids reading. So can you tell us about some other reading programs that families should keep their eyes open for coming up?
Well, right now our third graders are participating in something called Read to the Final Four. This is in collaboration with the Dallas Sports Commission, and they are reading in celebration of Dallas hosting the women's Final Four competitions in the Dallas area. And so the third graders we try to keep things as easy as possible. We've been using Read Squared as our platform for logging reading for about 4 years now. And so we're going to continue with that. Students are logging their reading, and then their librarians are pulling that data and submitting it to the Dallas Sports Commission. So third graders don't need to do anything more than just read and track what it is that they're reading. And then, of course, our summer reading program, again, this will be our fourth year to do a district-wide and we hope community-wide summer reading program. The Mesquite Public Library also uses Read Squared, and then we collaborate with the public libraries on the theme. So the theme for summer reading this year is All Together Now, focused on kindness, friendship, and unity.
Oh,
so
I love
really
that.
Excited about that theme that it'll be this year. And then Mesquite Public Library uses Read Squared. So families who want to track their reading together can log in to the Mesquite Public Library and log into Read Squared, track their reading, and then students who are MISD students can track their reading through Read Squared through our platform.
Yeah, I love that. That was about a year ago, I guess, that
yes.
Mesquite switched over to Read Squared.
Yes.
But I love the reading programs. I'm excited about the Read to the Final Four. We've worked on that together for the last, couple of months, and I know we've talked in other podcast episodes, and obviously there's tons of research about the importance of kids reading on grade level by third grade. And so I'm just always appreciative when outside organizations step in and say, we want to help motivate kids to read during this really pivotal year in their education. And obviously, they're thrown in all kinds of incentives for the classes that advance. And I think the winning team or winning school, the staff gets 4 tickets to like a suite at a Mavs game or something.
Yes.
So it's a good final prize.
Yes. And the kids in that class, in the winning class, actually get to go to one of the practices for the women's final 4. So that would be really fun as well.
A great opportunity for our kids. So
absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. I'm excited. These are lots of great opportunities for our kids, and hopefully encourage them to read all year long, not during just in those school months,
right?
But especially during the breaks in the summer months as well.
Exactly. Well, and that's one of the reasons why we love this platform that we use, Read Squared, because kids can earn badges as they read. They can, in the summertime, we open up the games, so there's little fun games that they can play, and as they read, it opens up different games for them. And then Read Squared just recently added something called the streak. So if you're like me, like I'm on a Wordle streak right now.
Yes.
And every day I'm like, oh, I've added to my streak. Well, Read Squared is now doing that. So every day that kids log their reading, it'll say you're on streak 4, or you're on streak 6, or streak 15. And so I would love to see who has the longest streak.
I know. Need a competition.
We do, don't we?
We
certainly
we'll
do.
Awesome.
How awesome is that? I mean, it really is great. And, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, every time we do one of these, I mean, these podcasts, my favorite thing when we leave is that I get to interact with people that are so excited about read, playing, and talking with children every day. So, Emma, thank you for being here with us today. We're excited about the library share card.
Thank you.
I know it's going to be successful because most things that we collaborate on are successful. That's how we roll.
Definitely. So,
what do you think?
Yeah. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you
for the work you do. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Read, Play, Talk podcast with our guest, Emma McDonald. We would love it if you would share this episode with your friends and other family in your community that could benefit from this information. Our episodes are released monthly, and we encourage you to subscribe to this podcast so you'll never miss an episode. If you're interested in ideas on how to read, play, and talk together at home, follow us on our social media pages. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Read, Play, Talk, and on Twitter at Read, Play, Talk, TX.